On this episode of Still Loading, it's about time the switch got turned on. Welcome to this week's episode of Still Loading. It is I, Josh, back with a solo episode, but one with a bit more substance than the previous ones. Today, I'm going to be talking about Nintendo's announcement. For those who haven't been following gaming news, Nintendo has announced a new console, due out in March 2017. What was initially titled the Nintendo NX is now titled the Nintendo Switch. To be honest, at first, I was a little let down by the name of it, but after seeing the trailer for it, I have come to like it. In fact, I like it a lot. Now, I'm sure a lot of what I'm about to say has been covered in the rumors online preceding the trailer, but I don't really dig around looking at the rumors. I like to wait for the reveal and be surprised by it. So, I apologize in advance if this was already known before the trailer reveal, but here we go. Let's break down the trailer. It starts out with a guy playing the new/unreleased Zelda game in the comfort of his home. The first thing I noticed is the controller. Finally a controller that does not rely on gimmicks. While I like the Wii to a small extent and the Wii U a little bit more, the one thing that always bothered me about these consoles were their controllers. I hate consoles that make you play with uncomfortable or unintuitive controllers. The Wii was horrible in this fact. I mean, it was amazing for the select games designed around the use of the controller, but for the other games, it was just a gimmick thrown in. The Wii U improved upon this, but ultimately I always find the gamepad of the Wii U a little uncomfortable, but it was at least more functional than the Wiimotes. The Nintendo Switch, right off the bat, shows a somewhat standard-looking controller, and I really love that. After he gets off the couch, he slips off the right and left portions of the controller and then plops them into the left and right sides of the console. They lock into place and he lifts the LCD screen that is resting in what appears to be a docking bay for it. He can then take that and continue playing the game on that LCD screen using practically the same controller he was before, but now just with a wider gap between the two ends, you know, to account for the screen in between. While I like handheld games, they are not always comfortable to hold for long periods of time. This looks like a standard handheld, but with a giant screen. I don't think I would use this feature often, but I like that it has that versatility and it has that option for people who want to take their games on the go. From there, you see the guy showing off this feature by playing the new Zelda in a park while he ignores his dog running around the park unattended. Seems irresponsible, but hey, I'm here to watch this trailer. And I'm sure the dog is fine. You then see him in an airport. He pops in a cartridge in the console and sits down next to a fellow gamer, and it seems like they compare and contrast whatever game they are playing. This is cool to me for a few reasons. First one is, I would guess that would have this shows off a similar feature to what the original DS/3DS had. Linking up with other players or Switch users remotely to play games without actually having to be connected to the internet, similar to how Street Pass works. However, since they don't really show the screens, they could just be connected to the airport Wi-Fi and not directly connected to each other. The second thing that I think is cool is that he pops a cartridge in. I know that this console was rumored to be cartridge-based for a while, but it's still refreshing to actually see it. Additionally, I like that it seems the console itself is the LCD screen, and when it sits in the docking bay you see earlier in the trailer, that's just where it's held to charge and to also send the video signal to the TV. The commercial continues with him finally on the plane. He sits down, puts his tray table down, puts the console up on the tray, and pops the kickstand. Which I really like. I like that there's a kickstand. He grabs the two controllers off the side of the screen that you saw him lock in earlier, and he begins to play what appears to be Skyrim. This is almost my favorite part of the trailer. It's just one thing a little later that I like more. And like I said before, it gets uncomfortable for me to hold a handheld for a while, especially on a plane. This removes that issue for me. It's basically like having a portable TV and a console in one, and it makes it easy to bring the controller with you. This is so compact, it's amazing. The guy then gets off the plane into a cab, all while playing the Switch, and then arrives back home where he pops the console back into its dock and picks up what appears to be Nintendo's appropriation of an Xbox controller. This is more of a minor win for me. Like I said before, I don't like gimmicky controllers, and while the first one in the beginning of the trailer technically has a gimmick, it still looks comfy and it doesn't take away from its purpose. However, this controller is clearly made for people like me. It is a classic controller, no gimmicks at all, nothing fancy, just a plain controller. I know the Wii and the Wii U also had these controllers, but I didn't like that you had to buy them separately. I feel like the console should be shipped with a controller that is comfortable to play with, not one that makes you look crazy. The gamepad for the Wii U was a step in the right direction, but if other people want to play, they're stuck using the Wiimotes. With the Switch, it seems they're giving good options right off the bat, so while this classic quote-unquote controller will still probably be sold separately, at least the controller being shipped with the console already seems solid. The commercial then transitioned into a new quote-unquote story. A group of friends get in a van and they can be seen playing the console, or the Switch. One friend has one of the sides of the controller, and the other friend has another side, and they're both playing Mario Kart in the van while someone else is driving. This, hands down, is my favorite thing about the Switch. Now, to describe what I mean by one side of the controller versus the other, like I said before, you can take off the sides of the controller and pop them into, like, pretty much it's just, like, one edge of the controller has a couple buttons and a joystick, and then the other half of the controller, which has the other joystick and more buttons. You can pop them off and slide them onto the LCD screen in the docking bay and then take it with you. What I like about this is that you can give just one of those halves, not combine the two like you saw the beginning commercial, but only take one half of it, give it to someone else, and then let them be able to play. This is hands down my favorite thing about the Switch. This controller that you saw split apart earlier can also be played independently. That's just amazing. It takes what I think Nintendo's whole philosophy of bringing people together to play games and making it easy and fun, and kind of brings it to the next level. The Wii U had an awesome functionality for this, but like I said, everyone's stuck with Wiimotes except for the gamepad user. And I know this function will not work with all games that, you know, games that require two joysticks, like imagine playing Skyrim or some FPS with only one joystick. But other games that only require a handful of buttons will work well, like the example you see in the commercial, Mario Kart. Or imagine playing Smash Bros. Like this. I would love to see that. So at this point in the commercial, we are just shy of the halfway mark, and the rest of the commercial just kind of shows off a lot of the same things that we have already seen in the first half. However, there are two highlights I would like to point out. One, you see a bunch of friends playing basketball, and then they come back to a picnic table and play a video game version of basketball. This is cool because you see two consoles in this portion, and it appears they are playing head-to-head. The two people on one console using the two smaller controller halves, and the other two people on the other console doing the same thing. To me, this seems like the thing I mentioned earlier, about some kind of link between consoles without the use of the internet. In fact, the next highlight I'm going to mention, I'm almost 99% sure of it now. The second highlight of the last half I wanted to mention was what looks like a professional gaming team. You can see them all playing Splatoon, each one of them having their own console, and then you see them drawing strategies on a whiteboard, and then cuts to them playing at a tournament. I thought this was cool too. I mean, there isn't too much more for me to say about it since I've covered what we are seeing in the previous segments, but I like that you have this option of playing multiplayer with that many consoles at once, and it can be done anywhere. In fact, I really like that. Imagine how easy LAN parties will be in the future. I mean, I really miss LAN parties. That could be an episode in and of itself. Okay, so there wasn't much to the last half of the commercial. The only segment that I actually skipped was showing off a new unnamed/unannounced Mario title. The woman playing it takes the console outside to show some of her friends, and it shows off the two controller play again. But it does lead me to think that the new Mario may have some sort of co-op play. And that Mario is also a 3D platformer, not they're not going back to their like 2.5D style, which I'm cool with. And that pretty much wraps up the commercial. If you couldn't tell, I'm really looking forward to this. It honestly seems like a great step for Nintendo in winning back their portion of the console wars and helping them build their reputation back with third-party developers that they wrecked so long ago. But that is a topic for another day. What I am going to continue with is a discussion of Nintendo itself. Can Nintendo still thrive in this current game industry with their current business methods? This is going to be somewhat of a short discussion with myself. Oh well, I like talking, so I'm just gonna keep going. So Nintendo, I would honestly love to see Nintendo return to its former glory. The N64 was my first console, and from there I grew to love the Super Nintendo and the NES, and I would love to see Nintendo make a comeback. The Wii was lightning in a bottle. It struck and then it went. I'm happy the Wii sold well, and Nintendo released some quality first-party titles, but there were very little good third-party games, and the Wii U had the same issue, but it was a commercial flop, unlike the Wii. Nintendo has changed their strategy since its heyday, but as of now, it's really only worked with the Wii. They have tried to appeal to the broadest audience possible and to bring in the casual gamer. And while that makes sense in terms of accessibility, it runs the risk of losing the hardcore gaming audience. The hardcore audience are the ones who buy more than just 3 or 4 games for the console, unlike a casual gamer. Everyone has a Wii, but when you see what games they have, it's usually only 3 to 4 titles, usually a Mario, Wii Sports, Wii Fit, and some dancing game. Now, I'm not trying to knock those titles. I'm just saying, like, when you have casual gamers, they're only going to buy maybe 3 to 4 games, probably a little bit more, but, like, when you have hardcore gamers, they're going to buy a lot more, and you're going to make a lot more money off of that audience. I own a PS4, and I love it, and I already own 16 games for it. I was a casual gamer, I'd probably only choose maybe a Madden title and Call of Duty, and I'd be done for the rest of the year. And this isn't all bad. I mean, the Wii was a huge success for Nintendo. However, since they alienated their core audience, their consoles quickly lost favor with them. And with the lack of third-party support, it ended up losing favor with others. How many college kids bring their Wii or Wii U to school? It's almost always an Xbox or PlayStation. Now, it may sound like I'm ragging on Nintendo a lot here, and maybe I am, but remember, this is also just my opinion based on my observations. I honestly want someone to give me an argument for the Wii and the Wii U as great consoles, because to be honest, I really like the Wii U, and I wanted to see it succeed, but when I come home to play a game, and every one of my friends who I talk to, and everybody I speak to at conventions, they're either playing a classic console, like the NES, a Super Nintendo, a GameCube, or PS2, that kind of thing, or they're playing their PS4 or Xbox One. I don't really see that with the Wii or Wii U. I guess what it boils down to for me is that the Wii and Wii U lacked third-party support and didn't have controllers that were fun to use, and in turn those controllers made the games less fun. That is personally why I don't think the Wii and Wii U were successful consoles, though the Wii, like I said, was very commercially successful. Now onto why I think Nintendo is going to thrive in the future. Maybe it's wishful thinking, but with the success of the 3DS and the announcement of the Switch, I can't help but think Nintendo is going to succeed. What I see in the Switch is a perfect balance of bringing in the casual gamer while giving your hardcore audience something to be excited for. The amount of third-party support already promised is incredible, and I hope that none of these developers or publishers fall through. The Switch announcement has brought me something that none of the other current-gen consoles have, and that's excitement. The feeling of, like, that kid-like excitement. I love my PS4, but I really wasn't excited about the console because of what it could be or what it was. I was excited because of the new games that I would get to play on it. You know, I was excited for the new Uncharted, the new Ratchet & Clank. The Switch makes me excited for the console itself, not just the games that will be released for it. I look forward to bringing you over to a friend's house and having a quick setup LAN party, bringing you over to my little cousin's house and handing them one of the small controllers so we can race in Mario Kart, or possibly play the new Mario game together, or be able to just show them a new Zelda, because kids won't have that attention span, but if I have it right in the palm of my hands, I can do that. On top of that, there's so many games that could be released on it because now they have a controller that supports AAA titles. I know I've been harping on this controller for a while, but I guess that's my biggest beef with Nintendo. I never liked their controllers I loved the GameCube one, of course, but after that, it's been downhill for me. And this new console gives me hope because the controller looks fantastic. I guess to kind of finish it off, a friend of mine described this really well. The Wii U was a home console trying to be a handheld. The Switch is a handheld trying to be a home console. I like this idea. I know I will be supporting Nintendo on this when the Switch gets released. Thank you for listening to this episode of Still Loading. If you want to keep up with my random posts on Twitter, you can follow the podcast at Still Loading Pod, all one, at Still, STIL, Loading Pod, all one. You can also follow the podcast on Facebook at Still Loading Pod, and feel free to email me at stillloadingcontact@gmail.com. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode, and give me some feedback. I'm always looking to make the show better. So until next time, see ya. We'll be right back.